How long has she had metastatic disease, roughly?
3 or 4 years now. A big chunk of it, of course, the hormone responsive time.
You know, it's interesting with allergic reaction she's had despite the pre-medications. We've done a lot of national surveys, patterns of care surveys of oncologists. Oncologists report these not infrequently. I mean, obviously they don't happen that often, but everybody has a few patients in their practice where they've seen this. How much of an advantage do you think it would be to be able to use a taxane formulation without pre-medication?
For this patient, I hope it's going to be a huge advantage. But obviously, I think it'll also simplify a lot of our general practice issues. You won't have to worry about people having taken the pre-medication. My understanding, remind me that I think that the administration time is shorter, too.
Right,
is that
it is.
Not true?
You know, it is. It's like
for whatever
minutes.
The reason, when we give Taxol,
right.
At least Q3-week Taxol, we tend to give it over 3 hours.
Right.
And so the notion of being able to shorten time in the chair has got to be a popular one. And I think the big problem with the trial, as you well know, is it was a 3-week versus 3-week kind of randomization. And I don't give too much every 3-week paclitaxel anymore. I give mostly weekly paclitaxel.
Although there have been weekly phase 2 studies of Abraxane reported that look pretty encouraging.
Yeah, but I just don't know whether this so-called superiority would persist if you're using weekly paclitaxel. And I don't know what the comparison would be between the weekly paclitaxel and the ABI compound. So we'll just have to see. But it's an intriguing drug. Anything that simplifies administration and minimizes toxicity, that's got to be good.
What fraction of patients who receive pre-medication with steroids for taxanes run into problems, diabetes, hyperactivity, mental changes, etc.?
Well, not that many that would be brought to my attention. It might be that patients have subtle changes that they don't really trouble me about. And I have to say, if somebody is an overt diabetic, I'll think hard about whether I want to use the taxane, for example, in the adjuvant setting. I may just steer away from it, both because of the glucose management problems and because I'm worried about their neuropathic possibilities. And if they're in the metastatic setting, we might try and dial it down to the, you know, if you use weekly taxane, you can get away without using very much. So I don't see it very much. That may also, though, reflect what you were talking about earlier, which is I have a pretty young population, so I don't have too many people who have a whole lot of underlying comorbidities.